Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 10, verses 39 to 40. Now, I've entitled this little discourse, The Exchange. I don't really know how to title it. Let me read it to you. You remember the disciples, James and John, have asked Christ if they can sit at the top table in his kingdom. They want to sit one at the right hand and one at the left hand of Christ in his glory. Christ has told them, he sent a warning shot across their bows. You don't know what you're asking, he said. Can you drink the cup I have to drink? Can you be baptized with the baptism I am going to be baptized with? You know, the sufferings I've got to go through. Can you go through that? That's what he's saying. And then you get this exchange, verse 39. We can, they answered. We can. What do you say about that? Wow. Speechless. But I rebuke myself in saying that. You see, words are easy. Words are cheap. We can say things without thinking. We can make promises. We don't understand the depth of what we're saying. Can you drink my cup? Can you have the sufferings I've got to go through? Oh, yeah, sure. Put our name down. We can do that. Jesus said to them, you will drink the cup I drink. Oh, yes. And you will be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with. You will suffer as I have to. John chapter 13 to 16 is very clear about it. And many other places too. I've suffered, and so will you. Standing for the truth, standing for the gospel, preaching the gospel, this saving ministry, this rebuking ministry, this confronting ministry, this challenging ministry, they're going to hate you for it, and you will pay a price. But, and what about verse 40? But to sit at my right or my left, that's not mine to give away. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared. And who's that? Well, that's hidden in the secret decrees and will of God. Or the decree, I should say, not other than decrees. You see, you leave that to God. Now, can't you see the great principle? I can. I can feel it. 1 Corinthians 3 and 4, you can read it there. We go on laboring, we go on sowing, we go on planting, we go on watering, we go on doing this and that and the other, yes. But don't let's assess our work. Don't let's measure ourselves by each other. Let's leave it all to God. 1 Corinthians 3 and 4, you will see, God will test every work. And that which is rubbish will be burned up. And there's plenty of rubbish about. And that which is the truth will stand. Then every man will have his praise of God. Go on laboring, yes, even in the dark. Leave it all to God. You know, Christ has said, first and last to be. Quite different in that time. Don't bother your head about it. Just do what you have to do. I've said more than once, a text which has long been with me is Colossians 4:17. Archippus, tell Archippus to complete the ministry that he's been given to do. Tell him to finish the job that's been given him to do. Other people have their job. Apollos can do this, and Paul can do that, and Peter can do the other. Well, let's each do our job for God, the way that God wants us to, and leave the reckoning to God. I find it's an instruction, very powerful instruction, rebuke. But I find it an encouragement too. Men heed thee, said Bonner. Men heed thee, love thee, praise thee not. Oh, yeah. The master. The master praises. What are men? Well, if the master does praise, even if he doesn't say sit at the top table, if he says, well done, good and faithful servant. After all, is required in a steward, and that's all we are, office boys, office girls, is required in a steward that a man be found faithful. May God give us grace for that. Oh, brother and sister, how we can speak. How we can speak beyond our understanding. Oh, we can. We can suffer this. You wait and see, says Christ. You'll see. Death is on the road. Suffering, persecution, imprisonment, ostracism, you name it, it's coming. Coming thick and fast. Unbeliever, there's a word for you here too. You see, this is the age of man, isn't it? What man thinks. What man's got to say. Self, self. No, my friend, there's a reckoning day coming, and there's one great judge. And it's not the internet, it's not Facebook, it's not YouTube, it's not Spotify or anybody else, Fi. It's God himself, and he knows. My friend, prepare to meet your God.